Solid Waste Management is proudly brought to you by Development Workshop Namibia. Together, we can keep our community clean and healthy in partnership with KFW. Today, we are focusing on recycling and we have some exciting insights and stories to share. Now, let's kick off with our first question. But first, I would like to welcome Mefoibe as well. That is as Tate Shinana into studio. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Yes. Afternoon. How are you?
All good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
How are you guys coping with the weather?
We are coping well, so it's not too cold. Yeah. So, yeah, we are enjoying the weather.
Exactly. Yes. Tatishina, you're coping with the weather well?
Yes, it is going well.
Awesome.
It's not really harmful.
Exactly. Now, let's dive into the first question for today as we dive into solid waste management. Now, can you briefly explain the importance of recycling in solid waste management?
Solid waste management, but we are talking about recycling, that it's very important because it helps reduce the amount of waste that end up at the landfill. And these are the waste that we can recycle. Mm-hmm. And it conserve the natural resources, it saves energy, reduce pollution, because sometimes when we are not recycling this waste, we end up burning them, which is also harmful to our environment. And we can recycle material like paper, plastic, and matter, which we can reuse them and create new product.
Exactly. Now, you're speaking to us with reference from the Development Workshop of Namibia. Now, how has the Development Workshop of Namibia integrated recycling into its waste management programs?
Development Workshop Namibia have set up a different collection point for recyclable, and we have people that are helping in sorting and organizing of this waste, and they also organizing cleanup campaign. So when we organize cleanup campaign, where recyclable and the separation of waste generated are taking place, and to ensure that we are doing it in the proper way, and we also work with different partners with recycling companies like Rentrum, local authority also, just to ensure that the collected material are processed properly, and also to know that, okay, where do you put plastic, where do you, in which category you put plastic, the metal, and all those kind of things. And in addition to this, we also have a community outreach worker that goes out in the field doing house to house, where they educate the community on importance of for recycling, and also how to separate waste in a collectively manner.
Exactly. Now let's dive into some of the challenges that people may face when it comes to recycling, and so we don't just look at problems. How can we actually fix and address these particular challenges as well?
So some of the challenge that we encounter is the educational awareness that people know that they can recycle this waste, but they don't know where to take them to, and also not having insufficient recycling facility also, like the bins and the plastic, because when you are recycling, you need to know that, the black plastic, what kind of waste can I put there? The red plastic, what kind of waste can I put there? So this is actually one of the challenges that sometimes people don't have this enough recycling facility, the bins, and also sometimes just not having general knowledge how to separate this waste. And this can be done in a way that we continue with a continuously educating campaign and improving access to recycling bin, and also educating the community at large on how to properly separate this waste, and in a way that there is clear guideline and the collecting of waste, like a schedule, because sometimes you might have your waste but you don't know where to take it, like I mentioned earlier. But if there is a way that people knows that okay, in a Wednesday maybe there is a schedule of a company like Rentrum that comes once in a week, so people were able at least to take their waste there, and it saves also money that you don't have to take a taxi and take it to the other side of the of town.
I think that's a brilliant initiative. And I remember growing up, and sometimes I would forget to take out the rubbish bin, and then you hear the truck coming, and then you have to run out and be like, wait, we still have this one. So I think that is a brilliant initiative. Now, Development Workshop Namibia has been running this particular campaign for quite a while. Now, let's look at the different stories from different communities. And have you had success? And can you tell us some of the stories that have embraced recycling?
Some of the success story that we have seen is that there is a great improvement when it's come to the cleanness of the environment, mm-hmm. that you can even sit under a tree, just enjoy your meal. There is no fry that are coming your way. There is no smell, but you are really seeing that you are at a green environment, which is healthy also, that is also helping us not to get sick, mm-hmm. because we can also get sick when we live in an environment that is not green. And in area like Windhoek, we have two waste collection points, yeah. where we have ladies and men also, like Tate Shinana, mm-hmm. is one of the men who is doing recycling, because we always look at it like, oh, it's always women that are doing recycling, but men are also taking up this initiative to actually recycle. And then we have seen it also that the community members are taking up the ownership of and the effort of recycling to reduce the waste in riverbed. We have seen that the riverbeds are very clean. People are really living in a cleaner neighborhood, mm-hmm. and also that there is no scattered waste in the riverbed. In additionally to this, there are people also getting income from this waste that they are sorting and selling, which make it also easier for their family, that they are able at least to afford basic needs. So that the Shinana and the lady that are involved in recycling, they are not knocking at somebody's house to say, can you please give me a $50, it's month end, I want to buy bread. But they can actually proudly do this, that they have money at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. They will know that they will have income, and it comes from their own effort.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's just not generating income, but they are also contributing to the greenness of the environment.
Wow. Now, how can us as the general public, you know, incorporate some creative ways of recycling and making it part of our daily lives as well? Because I think a lot of people see recycling as a, you know, a tasking activity, something that you have to do, I have to recycle. But I think there's creative ways in doing so and incorporating. Mm-hmm. So can you maybe give us some creative ways people can incorporate recycling into their daily lives?
You can incorporate recycling in your daily life in that you make use of the waste, some of the waste you can make use of, mm-hmm. like the bottle. You can actually store your mahangu grain or your beans, and it can actually rust for the next season.
Yeah.
And then also sometimes we just throw things like these old clothes or electronic, but you not knowing that there's someone that can actually reuse these things and make it make something tangible or something that can be used in the community.
Yeah.
And also choosing product made from recycling material. I have seen people in the community that have come up with good initiative, but you can even make a head, or you can make a handbag out of plastic or out of chips. You know, when you buy a chips, you just throw it away, mm-hmm. not knowing that you can actually make something good out of the chips or the plastic or other kind of waste.
Yeah.
And then people can also set up their home recycling station also. Now that we have Tate Shinana and the other people that are taking part in recycling. Mm-hmm. So when you enjoy your wine or you enjoy your drinks over the Saturday, so don't throw it away. Just create a station at your house where you can say, oh, can you please come over on Wednesday? There is this waste that I have put together here for you, and then this person can actually make some income from it, or you can make income from it also, because City of Windhoek is coming up with a good initiative which is called Buy Back Center, where people can also take their recycling material over there and they can actually make income, and then also participate in their recycling programs and event also. So that is also what, how people can also partake in this initiative.
Wow. And I think this is quite a brilliant initiative. Now, a lot of people are probably like, okay, yeah, you guys are saying this, but we need tangible evidence that this is happening. Joining us in studio is Tate Shinana. Now, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll hear from Tate Shinana, who is an actual person that recycles as often as he can. So we'll be diving into that just shortly. Keep it locked right here. We'll be diving into our road report just now, and then we'll be back as we chat with Tate Shinana. That was Solid Waste Management, proudly brought to you by Development Workshop Namibia. Together, we can keep our community clean and healthy, in partnership with KFW.